This is Night Call. Broadcast live with host Russ Gibb and tonight's guest, Flip Sloan, composer. Tonight's subject, are we on the eve of destruction? You participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Now here's Night Call host, Russ Gibb.
Hello, Night People. This is Gibb. Standing by in Beverly Hills, California is Mr. P.F. Sloan, teenage songwriter. Now, his recent release of Eve of Destruction has been one of the most controversial top 10 records in the last decade. If you'd like to ask Flip a question, Flip, that's his nickname, or make a comment on tonight's topic, are we on the eve of destruction, give us a call here at Night Call. Now, the number to call us at is area code 313-846-6601. Now, remember, gentle people, you may call from anywhere collect. Reverse the charges. Now, please make that call station to station. Our operators are on duty. Our Night Call lines are now open. And we invite you to call us here at Night Call. The number is area code 313-846-6601. And, of course, as we proceed down the line tonight, we're continuing our week-long look at how teenagers live in the United States of America. Flip, how did you come to write Eve of Destruction?
I'll tell you, I was sitting in my room reading a Lou Gehrig story. And feeling bugged all the time.
What do you mean, bugged all the time?
Well, I'm not really bugged all the time. That's what everybody says, but I'm sort of frustrated in my own way.
And well,
it's something that's been building up inside of me for, oh, since I've been going to high school, learning everything there is to know in history.
Well, now, how old are you now, Flip?
Just turned 20.
You just turned 20, so you're no longer a real teenager.
Well, I'll always be a teenager.
Somebody else said that on another show the other night. Who was that?
I think it was George Washington.
George Washington, okay. And we're reading a story by Lou Gehrig, or about Lou. Now, what would that have to do with the world being on the eve of destruction?
About absolutely nothing.
Have you been attending college?
Yeah, I went to college for about 6 months.
And what happened there?
I realized my teachers had more hang-ups than I had.
Now, what do you mean by a hang-up, Flip?
I had an alcoholic psychology teacher who would come in usually about every other week and relate his drunken binges. I said, "Hey, this guy isn't for me." And I said, "This black leather case thing that I carry every day wasn't for me either. I have to find out what things are for myself."
You mean you're not with it, with a status symbol of an attaché case?
Well, I had my attaché case, you know, filled to the brim and everything, and I just realized it wasn't for me. You know, it's groovy for a lot of other people, you know, but it wasn't for me.
Well, now, let's take a listen so that the people that maybe haven't had the, and some people don't think it's a privilege, but let's say that the people that haven't had the chance to hear Eve of Destruction, let's play that record for them and let them know what we're talking about here. Here's the record, then, and I guess Barry McGuire is doing the vocal on it, right? And it's on Dunhill and Eve of Destruction.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me understand what I'm trying to say. Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save. With the world in a grave, take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Over and over again, my friend, nation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Eve of Destruction, and our guest tonight is Mr. P.F. Sloan, better known as Flip Sloan, the gentleman, 19 years old, well, now 20, who wrote Eve of Destruction. That's a pretty bitter-sounding song, Flip. What are you trying to say in it?
Well, it's not exactly a bitter song. I don't know, I like to call it a love song.
A love song?
Yeah.
Now, why do you call it a love song?
Well, because, like, the only solution to what I can possibly see to what's being said in Eve is love. Like my whole idea is I can't stand this the apathy of war, you know? Is that every 20 years there has to be a war. It's a biological reason. I just don't believe that.
Are you a pacifist?
Yes and no, you know.
Well, what I do mean, you mean like, yes and no?
Pacifism is such a generalization, you know. Everything's been so distorted, you know, that to call anybody a label or a name, you know, you have to watch out. I don't like to be labeled at all.
Well, now, you say that the world is exploding and violence flaring and bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. What does that mean, you know? I mean, don't you think that a guy should have to go into service before he can
vote? It means that I can't vote in President Johnson next... I can't vote in for President Johnson, but I can go over to Vietnam and get killed.
Well, but you're not getting killed for Johnson, are you?
No, but it means I have absolutely no say in my government. I have absolutely no say, but yet, you know, it's groovy enough to go over there and get killed.
Well, do you think that you're ready to have a say?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why?
Well, why? Because I think the average 18-year-old person is pretty well much more informed than the 40-year-old person. Take a look at our voting statistics. You have national elections with, you know, 50-60%. Your local elections usually run into things like 30-35% of the total population, you know, in that city voting.
Flip, do you
18-year-olds who are more generally hip on what's happening in the city and in the national government.
Well, do you think that you're typical of the American teenagers today?
Typical is a pretty broad word, but I would hope so. I think on the average, yeah.
In other words, you're pushing these ideas because you think that the average teenager believes these things. Is this it?
I really can't speak for the average teenager, you know. All I can say is that for most of the people that I've spoken to, the kids are just, you know, we're just like generally more hip, you know. And I think the age of 18 means, you know, like 22 now, what it meant like 15, 20 years ago.
Our guest tonight, Mr. P.F. Sloan. Our topic, are we on the eve of destruction? You're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Look, I'm quite self-sufficient. I made myself what I am, thank you.
But don't you think all of us occasionally could use a little divine or...
Gee, I gotta run. Here's my card, anyhow. I'm a vice president now.
Well, good.
Yes, indeed.
But your name, it's just penciled in here.
Well, there's a big turnover in personnel. You know how it is.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just about how it is in life, isn't it?
Pardon?
We're all just penciled in.
Where'd you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church.
This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb.
Hello again, night people. Our guest tonight, Mr. Flip Sloan, and he's the young gentleman who wrote On the Eve of Destruction. I want to say, are we? That's our topic for tonight. Are we on the eve of destruction? And if you'd like to ask Flip a question as to why he wrote this song or some comments about his philosophy of life that he's expressed to us so far, give us a call here at Night Call. Now, it's very easy to call us. Just give us a buzz at area code 313-84- 66601. Now remember, you may dial us direct, and if you wish, you may make the call collect. That's area code 313-84-66601. Now our operators are on duty, our night call lines are open, and we invite you to join us here on Night Call. Area code 313-84-66601. Flip, I now have a caller in Torrington, Wyoming, a listener on KGON, Mr. Keith Morez. Hello, Keith. Speak right up. You're on Night Call.
I would like to say something to Mr. Sloan.
Go ahead. Yes, Keith. Speak right up.
Can't hear you too well, but I'll just go ahead and speak. I would like to say to Mr. Sloan that I like his song very much. And when it first came out, it expressed my views very definitely. And I'm all for it, by all means.
Keith, how old are you?
I'm 18 right now. I'll be 19 in a couple days.
Do you feel that the world is sort of falling apart around you?
Well, kind of. It could be better, I feel. And this song does bring out the bad points.
How could the world be better, Keith?
Pardon? I can't hear you.
How do you feel that the world could be better?
Well, I couldn't say for sure. I hate to put anybody on the spot by telling them that this is wrong and this is right, because I'm no better than anybody else and I can't tell them how to run anything. But the situation in Vietnam is getting more serious every day, I feel. And this song does bring out the point that if you're old enough to kill, why can't you vote? And there haven't been many questions asked about this. And I'm sort of on the medium between the two.
Flip, do you think that the world could be a better place to live?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I think it's a groovy place to live right now and everything, you know. The point is the fact of what Eve of Destruction is trying to do is like in, which for me is the whole thing, is take a look around you, boy. You know, this is like the whole thing.
In other words, see what's going on in the world.
The only way, you know, the only way you can make a better world is to acknowledge what's happening. You can't, you know, you can't say, hey, we've got to, you know, we just can't ignore what's going on. As soon as, you know, we figure out what's happening, then groovy, then we'll move in the right directions, but we seem to be moving with blindfolds on.
Keith, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Yes, may I say one more thing?
Yes, go right ahead, Keith.
I'd like to say to Mr. Sloan that I have learned his song. I do play guitar, and we have a small group here in Torrington that have learned his song. And we're going to spread it around just as much as we can. That would be all right with him. I'd like to get permission. That'd be all right?
Flip?
Yeah.
He wants permission to play your song.
To play my song?
Yeah, right. He has a little outfit, I guess, out in Torrington.
Oh, sure.
There it is. You've got it, Keith.
Okay, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night, Keith.
Good night.
Mr. Keith Marez from Torrington, Wyoming, a listener on KGON. Let's go out to Bloomington, Indiana now, a listener on WFBM, a gentleman who attends Bloomington University, Mr. Tom Durham. Hello, Tom. Speak right up. You're on night call.
I believe you got that wrong. That was Indiana University.
I'm sorry. Indiana University, then.
Right. Did you want me to ask my question?
Yes, would you please?
This isn't exactly about the song. It's more of a personal question about, I wanted to ask Mr. Sloan if he belonged to any left-wing organizations, the Du Bois Club, or SDSs, or Young Socialists, or any clubs like that.
Well, go ahead, Flip.
I'll tell you, the only thing I belong to that I'm card-carrying member of is the Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga Sewing Circle. That's about the only thing I belong to. I don't feel any desire to, pack in with any club, you know. I don't go for titles, and I don't go for any pigeonholes on any particular philosophy, you know. I just like to move and groove in whatever I feel. I don't feel a desire to be backed up, you know, by, you know, 500 people saying, yes, you know, you're right or wrong, you know.
Tom?
Yes?
Any other comments?
Oh, no, I'd like to say I like the song. I mean, I don't especially care for the words that much, but I do like the way Mr. McGuire sings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of the other songs Mr. Sloan writes, and I like them for songs. I don't particularly care for the words that much.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for calling Night Call.
Thank you.
It's nice talking to you, Mr. Tom Durham from Bloomington, Indiana, a listener on WFBM. And Flip, how much money is Eva Destruction going to make you?
Oh,
or isn't that
important? No, actually, I really don't think too much about the bread, you know.
The bread.
You know, I think about it, you know, because it'll just, you know, keep me from, you know, worrying too much about things that really shouldn't have to worry me, you know.
But you're not turning the money down.
No, I should come out with, you know, $50,000-$60,000 on it.
For one song?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that, like, that one song took me 20 years to write. I have another 20 years to go.
I see. Flip, we got a caller in Denver, Colorado now, a listener on KTLN, Mr. Jerry Thaler. Jerry, good evening, and speak right up. You're on Night Call.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have an objection to this type of a thing.
Okay. Well, right ahead.
First of all, I don't think there should be any rebellion on the part of the youngsters against the bomb or whatever it is, because what in the world do they think we're doing about it? What do they think we're faced with, the people that are not teenagers?
Jerry?
Yes?
What do you think about it?
What do I think we're all faced with it. They have no monopoly on it, you know.
In other words, it's not just a teenage problem.
That's right, but they're making a big thing of it. I think it's a fallacy. I don't think if you're 18 or 38, no amount of voting is going to change the picture. If our country is called to war, we're going to go. And voting or not is not going to change it.
Do you think that, Flip?
I think he's a put-on. I think he's Bob Dylan in disguise.
Jerry, are you Bob Dylan in disguise?
No, I'm Mr. Thaler in Denver.
It's a Mr. Thaler in Denver.
Okay, what's his question?
Well, he just had a comment.
Oh, okay.
See?
That's a goofy comment.
Okay, Jerry, any other comments you'd like to make?
Well, no, I don't think that the voters have any choice on whether they're going to die or not. If we're going to be faced with a situation, it's going to happen, that's all.
And we have to accept it, is that what you're saying?
Voting is not going to make it right or wrong, or good or bad, or yes or no.
Tell them to vote yes on community graves.
Hey, did you hear that comment, Jerry?
Yes, I did. Well, if I vote for it, we'll all get them anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
Jerry, thank you for calling Night Call.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Jerry Thaler from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN. I think he scored on you there, Flip, because eventually we all must go to our grave.
Yeah, oh, that's true, but we'll be all be coming back in our own ways.
Now,
I hope that
what do you mean? Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm sort of a reincarnate.
Oh, in other words, you believe in life after death, then?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know we'll all come back in a much wiser form. I just want to make sure that there's some place to come back to.
Okay, Flip, we have a caller in Saskatchewan. Boy, and I can't say that next name. Canada. And he's listening on KTLN. Mr. Peter Wilson. Maybe Pete can tell me the name of that other town there.
Pete? Well, Russ, I'm a little ashamed of you.
Yeah. S-A...
You mean to say that you don't know Saskatchewan, Canada?
Well, if it was spelled S-A-K-A-T-U-M-A, as my... that's what I'm wondering about.
Well, I hope you'll talk up a little. I'm having difficulty hearing, but I can hear you quite clearly.
Okay, Pete, I'm sorry that I didn't get your town there right, or your province, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, maybe Fripp should listen also clearly to this little problem in communication. It's surprising, when I originally called through to, through Chicago, I was just came back from Chicago, I had to speak to a long-distance operator.
On a long-distance phone call right now.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, we're getting interrupted by the operator there. Peter, I'm sorry, we were getting line interference.
Well, shall I continue?
Yeah, would you please?
Well, I'm merely commenting because you had difficulty with our name, Saskatchewan, although it's really well-known. I'm sure you're just joking. But I had to call through from Chicago when I was at the University of Chicago just recently, and the operator there also had difficulty with our particular name, and we Canadians are rather proud of our heritage and feel a little badly in a way that the Americans are, you know, not quite aware of what's going on just in the neighbor so close to them.
Well, Peter, let me say this. I think a lot of us have great, feelings for Canada. I know living up here in Michigan, we're very fond of the Canadians, and I hope that they feel that way about us. But let's get on with our comment here. Do you have a comment to Flip?
Yes, I was hoping that either you or Flip could maybe give me at least just one observation if you had a summary to make before any destruction was made of the world. What summary or what comment would you like the world to hear before destruction takes place?
Flip, I'll let you take that one.
Hey, I'll tell you, I don't really believe that the world's on the eve of destruction.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
Now you're letting us in on something. Then why the song?
You know, everybody, like, interprets it its own way. In my own opinion, I can't give up hope. You know, I just want people to start take a look around and change things, In my own mind, if I ever thought that we're... Well, you have to accept the fact that it could be possible, but I also accept the fact that it's possible to change things. That's what I want to do most of all. I don't want to lay down my arms.
Right. Well, the end of my question was to field you on this, and obviously my question indicates that you really don't believe that destruction is going to take place. But my question still stands to both of you. If you did indeed have an observation to make before destruction, what would you like the world to hear?
I'd say mammy, and that's about it. I really wouldn't say anything.
Peter, what would you... let me throw that question right back to you. What would you say?
I would say that we definitely should attempt in some way to deepen our channels of communication and understanding. Because isn't basically this our problem? We don't understand perhaps the traditions that guide the Western mind, the deep-rooted loyalties of the Eastern families, and those factors that tend to influence people in their thinking. So, of course, my one comment would be, what can we do to strengthen understanding among people? But, Ross, I'm not letting you off the hook. Come on now.
Well, boy, this is a hard one. I haven't really thought about it. But I would say this, that I'd be concerned with this thing, communications, too. And on night call, one of our hopes is that maybe people will start talking to people. Now, I don't mean talking about the weather and talking about the eve of destruction. You know, Flip is here, but our main purpose is to try and find out what kind of guy he is inside, you see? That's why we have him on the show. And frankly, he is consented to answer any question that I throw at him or any question that our callers want to ask of him. And he's been a very honest guest, and I think possibly I'm with you on this communicate with people. How can human beings really communicate?
Because this is a basic tenet under which you, of course, are presently operating. And believe me, I thoroughly subscribe to what you're attempting to do. And maybe another factor might be, in communication, we could attempt to express ourselves better. Both of you do it very, very well, and consequently, consequently, I think it's only by practice and developing the skill will we be able to transfer our ideas to one another.
Peter, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Thanks so much.
It's been nice talking to you. A gentleman up in Canada, listener on KTLN.
Our guest tonight, Mr. Flip Sloan, and he's the gentleman who wrote The Eve of Destruction. And our topic, Are We on the Eve of Destruction? You're tuned to the Night Call Network. This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Well, I can't this Sunday. I'm playing golf, and the following Sunday I promise to take the kids to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Man's got to spend some time with his kids, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Besides, we seem to get along just fine without church. You know, it's up to the individual. Gee, look at the time. I got to run. But anyhow, we'll trot along to church one of these days.
Uh-huh. Well, how about 2 weeks from Sunday?
Oh, I never planned that far ahead. 2 weeks, the whole world could blow up by then.
That's right.
Where you get the idea you can make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church.
This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb. Are we on the eve of destruction? That's our topic on Night Call. And gentle people, our guest is Mr. Flip Sloan, and Flip is the gentleman who wrote Eve of Destruction. Just turned 20, just a few days ago, I guess. So if you'd like to ask Flip a question or make a comment here on Night Call, it's very simple. All you have to do is dial area code 313-846-6601. Now remember, you may call from anywhere collect. Now please make that call station to station. The number is area code 313-846-6601. Our operators are on duty. Our lines are now open. So give us a buzz here at Night Call. Flip, during the break, we were talking about phoniness in adults. I made a comment to you, something to the effect that probably when you're a little bit older, you won't feel the same way as you express yourself in Eve of Destruction. And you made a comment back to me that I'd like the audience to have the privilege of hearing. What was that comment?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to feel that way. I don't think it's a matter of growing up. I just think it's a matter of, I think adult now is a dirty word. I just think maturity is possibly a better word. And each person may never reach maturity, but every person will become an adult, you know.
In other words, it's a chronological thing with adult.
Right. It's something that you'll have the 45-year-old juvenile delinquent, you know, who leaves his home, you know, and just starts finding out what life's all about, you know, and then says, oh, my God, here I am, 60 years old now, and it's too late for me to do anything. You know, there's too many people who are associating with Peyton Place characters, you know, saying, oh, gee, look, I wish I could be like Mia Farrow and not have any rules and regulations, you know.
Are you saying that many adults are phonies?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage. McGuire is that kind of guy who believes it and lives it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more hemmed down in my own way so that I'm frustrated enough to write about it. You know, McGuire lives it. He's the greatest person you'll ever want to meet. But I think too many adults are phonies. That's half the problems that we're in right now because, you know, you meet a chick and, you don't even know what to say to anybody anymore. I mean, you can't smile at people on the street.
Why?
Well, because they're too uptight. You can't, you know, you smile at somebody walking down the street, you know, and they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
In other words, it's not normal.
There's absolutely nothing to being a human being anymore. Everything is typecast written from the first day that you're born.
Are we all playing a role?
It really seems that way. It really does. It's such a groovy experience to meet someone who's real. And it's always a thrill, you know, and everyone, and the people who say, hey, he's really real and I dig him. But how many people do you go through life meeting that's real?
How many have you met?
I've met a few. But, you know, you take people like Albert Schweitzer, you know, doesn't have a press agent, you know. How many people hear of Albert Schweitzer?
Okay. Flip, the calls are coming in, and we want to get down to our callers here. So let's go now to Muncie, Indiana, a listener on WFBM, Mr. Jack LaFollette, and he's a student at Ball State University. Jack, good evening, and speak right up. You're on Night Call.
Okay, thank you very much. I just happened to listen to this program for the first time the other night and was very taken with the whole idea, and this evening I waited around not knowing what the topic was going to be, and again, find myself very interested in it. Mr. Sloan's song on the Unit of Destruction I have heard only about two times, but when you did play it, I sat down and tried to run a little self-analysis on it, and I found that the wording of the song is quite interesting to me, and some of the analogies that you heard between Gene and Red China, and Gene also in Selma, Alabama, and a four-day trip in space and coming back to the world exactly the same as it is, burying our dead, and the fact that trying to bring out love in this song. I found it all very, you know, stimulating and intriguing. And I would like to say that I, you know, have many of the same views as Mr. Sloan has on our present day outlook on life. There's just one thing that I would like to ask Mr. Sloan. He made the statement that in the way of a solution, he couldn't stand the apathy that our present day American people hold toward war. And I would just like to ask him on his viewpoints on voting. If an 18-year-old adolescent, should we say, is ready to vote, I've been in college 2 years now, and I have realized that had I been able to vote for Mr. Johnson when I was 18 years of age, I would have been voting for conformity and nothing else. I would have been voting for what my parents thought and not the ideals that a candidate held when he set up his platform for office. I would just like to ask him if he feels that the average 18-year-old of the United States of America is capable of voting for presidential office.
All right, Flip, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so.
Yeah, there's a fast answer for you.
Rather fast. May I ask Mr. Sloan where he did attend his 6 months of higher education, what school he attended?
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to California State College.
I see.
That's a status symbol.
What do you mean by that now, Flip?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it used to be Los Angeles State College, you see, but they didn't figure they were getting enough status, so they changed it to California State College.
Do you live with your parents now, Flip?
Part of the time.
Part of the time? What do you mean, part of the time? You're not, are you out in a tent, or are you bumming on the road or something?
No, I sometimes I just like to, you know, I'll sleep wherever I can. And a lot of times I just like to come home and sleep.
Now, I heard a rumble that you used to be a Beach Boy type character. Is this true?
Yeah, I dug surfing and I dug all that stuff. I thought it was really a groove.
And now, what do you think about it?
Surfing?
Yeah.
I still think it's relaxing. I think it's, you know, a very invigorating sport.
But the photographs I see of you, you're running around on a motorcycle, which has some connotations, you know.
Well, I like motorcycles too. You know, there's nothing wrong with motorcycles, you know. Maybe too many people have been uptight because they've seen too many Marlon Brando pictures and everything. But there's 75,000 registered motorcycles in, you know, the United States. Not the United States, I think it's in California. There's 75,000 in California.
Right. Well, now, what about the haircut bit? Are you one of those, too, with the long hair?
Well, you know, everybody likes, you know, everybody should wear their hair the way they want. I don't particularly wear my hair that long. But I've always wanted to wear my hair long. My principals in school have always, you know, been, you know, had a rough time with that because, you know, they don't particularly like their students to have long hair. Now I'm out of school. I like to wear my hair the way I want.
Well, the reason I asked that question tomorrow night, we have a Mrs. Bell from Cleveland, Ohio, and she's going to be talking about the fight that she's had with the Cleveland Heights School Board on a goatee that her son grew. And that's going to be our topic tomorrow night, so I want to feel you a little bit out on it, Flip. Jack, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Sir, may I ask Mr. Sloan just one more question?
Why, sure. Go ahead, Jack.
One more comment. I don't want to take up everybody else's time, but I just like to give out my feelings now. I think on the Youth Instruction is a great song. It brings up many great points, but at the same time, I feel that every man in the United States that is going into manhood, as Mr. Sloan and I are presently, should have a feeling that we're not on the eve of destruction. We are presently on the eve of the greatest awakening in history, because we are presently facing a challenge that has been faced by the greatest empires that the history of the world has ever recorded. I feel that we're facing exactly the same challenges. And at this time, I think the individualistic feelings of people our age are going to determine our future. And I think that thoughts like Mr. Simone's are certainly a great compliment to the teenagers of today. And I think good little hit like this for him will bring our nation around to the light, and possibly pulling out of things that have caused past civilizations to fail.
In other words, you see some hope in the world then, and not the fact that we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right. I would stand up and fight any day. In fact, I would go to Vietnam without voting, because I have taken a look around, and I feel that just existing in the United States is the greatest blessing that could ever be given anyone born on God's earth. I think truly that we should be aware of this. And I almost got in a fight with a guy the other night, because he looked at a picture from a page of our school paper, and there were two GIs laying there dead, a picture of two guys in Vietnam laying there dead. And he laughed and said, at that time, gee, I'm just glad I'm not over there. And I felt like literally maiming that guy for life because of a statement to that effect. With, you know, here we have the greatest thing on earth, and people just don't realize it.
Well, Jack, thank you. Okay, Jack, thank you for your comments.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, Mr. Jack LaFollette from Muncie, Indiana, a listener on WFBM. And let's go out to Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado here. I think that's 3 or 1. I'm not sure. They're off the line then. Okay, Flip.
I didn't catch exactly what he said toward that end.
Well, he's talking about Vietnam, and he, something to the effect that one of his roommates had made a comment about a couple of guys being dead in Vietnam, a couple of American soldiers, and evidently this offended him, and he feels that the United States of America is right in Vietnam, or right or wrong, I guess this is what he was saying, that he feels we should be there, and that this is the greatest country in the world.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what really bugs me the most is the fact that there's this feeling of ridiculous patriotism when they hear this song. Because this, you know, like, it's really funny, because destruction is about as patriotic as you can get. Because I feel a tremendous, you know, love for my country, you know, which is really, really flag raising. This time,
you feel
this. That song that they're playing now, The Dawn of Corruption, you know, which is really ridiculous. But I believe that there's hope for all of us.
In other words, this is sort of an instant solution that you have in mind here. The word keeps coming up, hope and love.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, you can write lines and everything, you know, but it's like what's written in between them that you have to catch.
And
I think the people that don't catch them, you know, are the ones who are really on the outside. You know, it's the ones who caught the lines in between, you know, and they said, hey, you know, things really are too groovy, you know, let's get to work and start changing them. Let's start talking to our teachers, you know, let's start moving things up. Let's start loving, and let's stop hating. You know, that's what the whole thing's about. That's where it's at.
But do you think you accomplished this by being involved in the protests?
For every person that said he hates the song, he hates what it stands for, you know, I love him. That's great. Because he's got to know something. He's got to say to himself, why do I hate this song? And why do I disagree with what it stands for, you know?
In other words, he's got to ask these basic questions. Who am I? What am I here for? And what's to become of me?
That's all that I'm out to do at this point right now. You know, I want to get into people a little deeper, but right now this is a groovy hooker, you know?
Well, I'm not sure what a groovy hooker is.
Well, it was a good catch to start off people, you know what I mean?
I see. To start them thinking.
It starts people thinking.
Our guest tonight, Mr. Flip Sloan, and he's the gentleman who wrote Eve of Destruction. Our topic, are we on the Eve of Destruction? And you're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Busy America.
busy America. Busy making money, busy buying gadgets, busy keeping up with the you-know-who.
Is that your idea of fulfillment? Don't you wonder if there's more to life than just that rat race with no finish line?
Where you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church.
This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gill. Crazy.
Hello. You caught me. The engineer caught me saying crazy. And what we were talking about is, we were talking about Flip's motorcycle there, and he said he's going to cruise up to Detroit and visit us here on Night Call. Our guest tonight, Mr. Flip Sloan, and he's the 20-year-old gentleman who wrote Eve of Destruction. Our topic, are we on the Eve of Destruction? And if you'd like to talk to Flip on the song or make a comment here on Night Call, give us a buzz at area code 313-846-6601. Now remember, you may dial us direct, and if you wish, you may make the call collect. That's area code 313-846-6601. And Flip, we have a lady out in Baltimore, Maryland now, a listener on WBAL, Miss Ruth Chu. Good evening, Ruth.
There's Decency League.
Pardon?
Hello, Ruth. Speak right up.
Yes?
Your comment.
Yeah, I have a sort of a comment, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
I think if we're on destruction, it's on one way that nobody's thinking about. They're beginning to think a little bit about it, but nobody's really thought too much about it. And it would be more or less, has anyone ever figured out how many people would be on this earth today if all the people who have been killed during the wars had lived and multiplied, and their children lived and multiplied? If people think we have a population explosion now, it would be terrific. And well, we're not going to help it any, really.
Ruth, in other words, you're saying that war serves a purpose then?
It very definitely does. It's a morbid purpose, and but it has to be, any more than you take any balance of nature, and it's been proven. Well, if you kill off the predatory beasts, the beasts that survive, say your grazing beasts, will destroy their own food to live. And thereby, it's happening in the Grand Canyon. They had a thing on television with deer and the predatory bobcat and wildcat. They put a bounty on them so they would kill them all, so the deer would live, and all the deer's grazing land is no longer there. Everything that the deer could eat that was forest is now grazing land.
Do you think this is what's going to happen to mankind, Ruth?
Yes, indeed. If people do not wake up to the fact that somewhere along the line, they've got to establish a balance, not only among what we eat, how many the earth can hold. You also have to go along, there's a shortage in water.
Well, let's not go off on the water right now, Ruth, but
it has to do with it.
Yeah.
Hey,
Flip, go ahead.
I mean, you must really have a hell of a time, worrying about how many people the earth can hold and everything. You know, there's like plenty of room in my house for a lot of other people, you know. Things ever got that bad. You know, I don't go worrying about, I really wouldn't worry if I were you about how many people the earth can hold and everything.
Well, you're talking about destruction. I don't think we're going to have to worry about destruction coming from bombs.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, as long as you're not worried, that's groovy. I'll tell you, as long as you've got peace of mind, you know, that's great.
It's going to come from ourselves rather than bombs.
Of course, the question would be, Ruth, that would come to my mind, who makes the bombs?
not necessarily, because they don't want to be blown up any more than we do.
The bombs?
No. Russia doesn't want to be blown up.
Oh, well, see, you... Well, we have bombs, too, you know.
Hey, you know, I'll tell you something. The cavemen all had rocks, you know? And they said, well, we all have rocks, we're not going to throw them at each other, but they do. They did, and they will. And that's what you've got to think about.
But the thing that is, before the world comes to that, they're going to have to be thinking of other things. Well, everybody now, if they stop and think about it, if you stop and think about it, when you talk about somebody pushing the button for the bomb, your immediate thing was Russia, right?
Were you thinking about Russia?
No. I was thinking about China.
About China?
Yes. Everybody says, oh, China, they're not that much now. They're not that much now. They said that 10 years ago. They said, oh, there'll be years before they can, will make an atomic bomb. They've made it, and faster than we thought.
Ruth, let me ask you one question.
What?
Let me just ask you one question.
Yes.
Do you think that the world is on the eve of destruction?
In several ways, but not in the way everybody thinks it's going to be blown up.
Okay. Ruth, I want to thank you for calling Night Call. We have some other callers on the line.
Okay.
We've enjoyed talking to you, Miss Ruth Chu from Baltimore, Maryland, a listener on WBAL. And let's go back out to Baltimore, Maryland, a listener on WBAL, Mr. Joe Russell. Good evening, Joe. Speak right up. You're on Night Call, sir.
I surprised myself driving home about 45 minutes ago, and I heard your program, and I couldn't help hearing the comments that Flip made. I mean, he came on so straight that I thought I had to call up and just say I felt I was getting his message, and I'm surprised that, you know, he wasn't in his business of being a songwriter and the people he was all caught up on and so on, and the people he, by his profession, was associating with, even with his motorcycles here and so on. I mean, he comes on pretty straight when he says what's on his mind, and the fact that when he said he didn't really believe the world was on the eve of destruction, but felt that he had to write this in order to just shake the people a little bit and let them realize where the heck they were and what was happening. I think he's got quite a lot there, and it's more than people realize.
Flip?
Yeah.
Did you hear those comments?
It's pretty rough to hear. I hear a lot of static and everything.
Well, the gentleman was saying that he agrees with you and that you were, he appreciates your honesty. And he also appreciates the fact that you were, that your idea was to make people think when you wrote Eve of Destruction.
Well, that's groovy, as long as he's thinking for himself. That's, I really dig that.
Well, Joe, thank you for calling Night Call.
Okay.
Good night, sir. Mr. Joe Russell from Baltimore, Maryland, listener on WBAL. And Flip, what does groovy mean? You keep using the word groovy. I mean, you have a larger vocabulary than that. I know you have.
Yeah, it's just, it explains everything nice. It's lollipops and roses. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
But it feels so good coming off the tongue saying that.
Okay, let's go now to Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN, Mr. Hans Kleeman. Hans, speak right up. You're on Night Call.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a comment, if I may.
Please do.
I believe most people are against war, young or old. And I am all for Flip's song, if it means a comment against hypocrisy in general. I would not be for it if it was a comment just as a crutch. And what I mean is, in the old times, people were afraid of the plague. They were against class systems. And in other words, the atom bomb today, I feel, is too often used as a crutch or as an out in order not to live up to one's responsibilities. I like to see Flip write songs that show the young people how to take advantage of the finest educational system that I have ever known, the best food, the best health care, and the best general comfort that old and young people seem to be able to enjoy in this country. And I don't particularly like to see the young generations of today laying on the beaches and because of the atom bomb, feel that their duty to think of new ways to improve our society has ceased as a result of it.
Flip, do you want to comment on Hans's comments?
Again, it's pretty hard to catch what he's saying. I could just hear, like, a few words.
I see. Well, basically, he was saying to you that, you know, he's in agreement with the idea that what you're saying, that the hypocrisy of war is something that we want to be concerned about. But also, don't ever forget that here in America, we have probably just about the best educational system and many of the fine things that life has to offer right here and now.
Well, so, there's nothing to comment on that, you know. That's about where it is. It's true, but I don't think that we can stop really at what you call the best. What you may think is the best is not good enough.
In other words, you want a better world.
Yeah. I don't think our educational is as perfect as it could be. Because it just isn't. I just can't consider best as what it should be.
Hans, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Okay.
Good night, sir.
Thanks.
Mr. Hans Klimon, and he's from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLM. Flip, I have one question before we have to say good night. What's the biggest fault of adults as far as you're concerned?
I think it's they've been living in a Kleenex box too long. They're afraid to peek out. They're just really afraid to peek out and really see what's happening. They all say, hey, you know, we've been living with the bomb since Truman, you know, since 1945, you know, and this excuses their lack of thought. They're too caught up in their business, and they're too caught up in their private affairs to stop turning around and looking to see what's happening down in Alabama. Say, hey, it's not my problem. We've got a thing going in Los Angeles, you know. Say, hey, it's not my problem, you know. It isn't something that I have to be concerned about. It is. It's something that we have to be concerned about. You know, and like everybody's going to say, it's been said 100 times, but that doesn't bother me. You know, I'll say it 1,000,000 times if I could just have someone say, hey, you know, maybe you're wrong, maybe you're right. You know, I don't care for an answer as long as they just start thinking.
Our guest tonight, Mr. P.F. Sloan, better known as Flip Sloan, the gentleman who wrote Eve of Destruction. Flip, thank you for being our guest on Night Call.
Nice speaking to you.
Nice talking to you. And tomorrow night on Night Call, we have Mrs. James Bell from Cleveland, Ohio, and she's going to discuss her battle with the Cleveland Heights School Board over her son's goatee. Until then, this is Gibb wishing you good luck and Godspeed.
Night Call is produced by the Methodist Church in cooperation with the National Council of Churches and this radio station as a radio forum dedicated to the frank discussion of vital issues of daily life. Night Call encourages its participants to express freely and responsibly their own personal opinions.